morning. This is our first team meeting.
I'll be your project manager for today for this project. My name is Mark Knopf. We'll be giving this presentation for you to kick the project off. That's the agenda for today. Well, of course, we're new to each other, so I'd like to get acquainted first. So let's do that first. Let's start with you. Can you introduce yourself? You're a marketing expert.
Yes. My name is Dirk Neumfeld. I will be during this project a marketing expert, and I will see what the user wants and what we can do with the new product.
Okay. Excellent. And you are user interface?
User interface designer. I'm going to look at the technical design from the user point of view.
Okay.
My name is Sandy Jurgens. I'm the industrial designer, and there are three main questions that I have to find an answer to today. First one is what happens inside the apparatus. Second is what is the apparatus made of, and the third is what should it look like.
What should it look like? Okay. Let's kick it off. There we go. So our new project is about, we need to design a remote control for a television set. So, which has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. I took this off our corporate website. I think that sums up what we need to do. We're inspired by the latest fashion, not only in electronics, but also the latest trends in clothes and interior design. That's why our products will always fit in your home. So, apparently we need to be very open to what's currently hot in the market. So that's what you need to do to bring us the latest info on what people want. So we put the fashion in electronics. So that's what we need to go for. Anyway, we'll take this project in three steps. Three phases of design. First step will be the functional design. And this is basically what we're going to do. Everybody has a piece of individual work and a meeting afterwards so we can share information about. So I'm going to keep this short since we had a technical problem. So skip through this. Okay. Every meeting, everybody can present their views and everything. So to help with these, we have the smart boards here. You can use a regular PowerPoint presentation. I'm supposed to give you an introduction on this doodling board. So it's very easy. Like it says, very simple. You just take out the pen. Like you see here, I'll just take the toolbar with you. Sit, just put it on the board. See a pen here. Go here, just select using a pen. You can just draw whatever you want. Select the eraser and erase whatever you want. And so it will be easy just to illustrate your views. If you want to change the format, just either take, select the pen and whatever you want, your current color, the line width, just to make the line bigger. So that should be really easy. This is to take the Just take a new slide, come back again. I'm just going to keep using this board all the time. So I think it will be, it's very clear for everyone, I suppose. So take this out. Okay, I'm going to use that later. Anyway, yeah, just the stuff that you want to share, just put it in the project folder, like I put my presentation now. I'll put the minutes of every meeting, I'll put them there too, so everybody can read up if they have to leave early or whatever. So, next, been here. Well, I want to give the electronic whiteboard a shot. So, basic ideas. We have a blank sheet. Just try whatever you want. And, like it says, draw your favorite animal. I think the creative genius should go first.
The creative genius, thank you very much.
So, draw us your favorite animal.
Well, I'm more into the technical aspects of drawing, so I'm not really good at drawing animals, but the animal which I pretty much... Oh.
Yeah, it's the race.
That's my animal will be like king size. I pretty much like a dolphin because of its freedom, basically. Let's see. The head. I actually work with it. It's like it's a very high tech. Bit low responsive though. Prefer pen and paper.
So that's what we don't want. We want the high responsive process. So.
Looks like a nuclear
bomb.
Doesn't it look like a on, this thing isn't doing what I want. So.
Just go easy on it.
Hey, well, it does look like a nuclear bomb. I'll just finish up real soon. So it doesn't really look like a dolphin, but then
Anyway,
again, this is all new
it's
for me.
supposed to be a dolphin, and you like the freedom that it represents.
Like the ocean, like swimming. Do that in my spare time, so that's basically it. And
What'd you like? Okay. Well,
now we can forget this
mark
other
the expert.
happened.
Show us an animal.
An animal. I like the elephant.
Pick a clean sheet.
Hmm?
Take a clean sheet.
Yeah.
First. Press next. That's it.
Blank. Okay, next. Free. I like the elephant. It's big, it's strong. So, it's a little bit.
It's not
You
really
have to
that
hold
responsive,
it.
no.
It's a beautiful animal. Press it pretty hard. With a smile on it. It's very important.
It's a cute elephant.
Yeah. And not to forget its tail. Oh.
It's a nice beard.
Yeah, it's okay.
You're
Yes.
making comments on my dolphin?
I will beat the dolphin.
Okay, so it's just to be.
Yeah.
So I suggest you make us the elephant in the market. The big and strong player in the market.
Yeah.
That's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. On to the next one.
Okay.
Okay, you should press. Next.
That's next, yeah. It's up there.
Alright.
So.
Alright, well, the animal I'd like to draw is a tiger.
You picked a hard one, didn't you?
My drawing skills are really bad. So.
What? They are?
They are really bad, my drawing skills.
Okay.
Sure looks smooth.
Not sure how to should do. These are stripes.
Got it.
I've picked this animal because it's very fast. It is it knows exactly what it wants. It hardly ever wastes any resources.
What does it want?
Well, basically, it hunts for prey, but it does it always in a very well thought way. It knows exactly what it wants. It never kills an animal just for the killing, so it's very efficient, and it tries to do everything as fast as possible.
Okay.
And it always goes for security, in seeking a hide spot and doing everything security. Speed and efficiency is important. And I think that's things we can use.
Okay.
Yay, I'm supposed to draw the animal next. I introduce you to the world of the amazing. Ant.
Hard worker.
Great team workers.
Yeah.
Do everything really small, but together they're really strong. So
yeah.
Gotta give it a smiley face. Not sure where the six paws are though. Just put them here. Whatever. Things need shoes. So. That's the coolest ant ever.
You've done this before, haven't you?
I love to draw ants, it's my hobby anyway. No. Just I think it fair represented what we drew, I guess. Like you take just take your freedom and use a trendy interface that you designed for us. Just yeah. It's supposed to make it different from what other people have and just make it a little distinct. Anyway. Then you ask another beep to stop the meeting. See. Barney, finish the meeting now. Put this down. Examples, well, I guess we have a little time extra. Just a little quick discussion to open our work. What do you guys think about the first ideas? Is very short. Let's start with you. What are your first ideas for new product?
Well, I basically had a question. Do are going to introduce a multi remote control? Is it just the TV, or do we want to?
The project I got was just for TV remote control.
Just for TV remote
yeah,
control.
I guess so.
Well, I was thinking about design remote control with our motto and all. Thing to keep in mind is that we need to stick to what people are familiar with.
Yeah.
No rational changes or whatever.
Okay, so very intuitive design.
Yeah. We might have to consider other design aspects of our product. So that was something I wanted to and perhaps some usability aspect. TV is becoming central in most homes. Do we want people who are disabled in any way to be able to use it as well?
I suppose we want almost everyone to be using it, so I think really disabled people, yeah. Might be a problem, but I think it's a little thing to take into consideration. Yeah, I think we really need to cut the meeting short. So you have anything you want to share quickly?
Only one thing that has to be asked, according to me, is the material it is made of. It should be something light.
Yeah.
It should be light, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, where did I skip that? Oh, this is it. Sorry, I skipped this sheet.
Nice.
What we're going to selling price, 25 euros. That's for you, the production price, 12 and a half euros, approximately. Just go for that, and we'll reach that profit.
Okay, well that's not
that's
that much
to work with.
No, it's not much to work with. I'm sorry, I skipped it. But anyways, it's yeah, this is it. Do you have anything you came up with yet about marketing trends or whatever?
About what? Marketing?
Marketing trends. I'm not sure what you came up with yet. Do you have anything to share as we cut the meeting? Just short and simple.
No, not really yet.
Okay.
I have some ideas and I'm
anyways, the personal coach will give you your personal assignments and everything. So we'll just meet back here in 30 minutes.
Okay.
Sure, we have that.
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for attending. See you back in 30 minutes.
Okay.